What a fantastic descent, Gianni. I had a lot of fun.
You ski like a god, you know that?
Yes, I'm still quite good, although not as good as I used to be. I've even won some races in the past.
Once again, in the past. You sound like a 60-year-old, darling. It's not like you have all this history behind you.
Well, I have a bit of a past, too. I won the races when I was 17 at the school championships. Anyway, you do well, too.
Let's say I'm still standing.
Come on, don't be modest. You have a beautiful style. Today, you ski practically without style, in a natural way, with slightly wide skis. But I really like the style of the past, the one with the skis always nicely joined.
When I learned to ski, we used the Christiania, my little chick, boots practically glued to each other. Now carving is in fashion, which is what you use.
Yes, however, the slopes of the Deux Alpes are wonderful.
Yes, they are among the most beautiful in the world.
And where else do you get to ski in late May? With fabulous snow to boot?
That's why we're here, right? The photo shoot had to be in the high mountains, and on the snow, there was little to choose from. Here you can ski until July, and the snow is natural. All thanks to the Glacier Blanc, which is located at 3,600 meters above sea level.
Yes, but what a crazy service, Gianni. Fur is worn on bare skin at 3,000 meters above sea level. Come on, what bullshit. Who would ever do something like that?
The commission comes from a furrier, darling, and the client dictates the terms. And they looked great on you. You were lovely.
Luckily, they are synthetic furs, even if very well imitated. Otherwise, I would have refused to wear them.
Of course. You are in solidarity with your fellow species.
My what?
The marmots, honey.
Oh yeah, sure. How stupid.
Come on, let's get this stuff off our backs and go get something to eat. It's already late. We were supposed to go back right after taking the photos. Now, we won't get home before 10:30 in the evening, and only if we hurry to eat. It takes more than 4 hours from here to Milan, and you have the off-road vehicle under my studio. Then you'll have to travel another hour and a half to get to Turin.
Even more, Gianni, because my house is in Baldisaero, not in Turin. Anyway, it was worth it. When I saw these fantastic slopes, I couldn't resist the temptation to go skiing. Luckily, they rent skis and boots at the shop, and with this weather, you can ski even in a jacket and jeans.
I don't doubt that it was worth it, but you won't be home until midnight, and that worries me.
Don't worry, Gianni. I have no one waiting for me. I live alone, you know, and today my friend Mayra is looking after my dog.
That's not why I'm worried, but because you're tired, honey. You got up very early, you got cold while changing your furs to take photos at high altitude. Then we started skiing like two idiots, and on top of that we're fasting.
But now let's eat something, shall we?
Yeah, just a little bit. But I was thinking I don't want to get back in the car for so many hours and have you drive for another couple of hours in the dark. No, I don't want to.
So what?
If you give me a moment, I'll think of a solution. I have to make a call, though. In the meantime, we go to the shop to return the skis and equipment.
Okay.
Massey? Hi, love. How's the toothache? Have you taken anything? Good. Tomorrow you're going to the dentist, though. Listen, love, I'm in France for a service, and I see I'm running late. Do you mind if I stay here to sleep? No, I haven't booked, but it's off-season, and I don't think I'll have any problems finding a room. Yes, of course, clean and decent. I certainly don't want to get lice. With who, you say? I'm with a couple of friends, you know, the usual lighting technicians. Yes, of course. I'll call you later. Take an aspirin and go to bed early. Kisses. Would you like us to stay overnight, little bear? Then we can leave tomorrow morning feeling rested.
That's what I was hoping for, Gianni, but I didn't dare ask you. I'm actually a little tired.
Good. Then let's go and book a room at Chalet La Marmotte right away.
Is this a joke?
No, honey, it really exists. It's the perfect hotel for a marmot, right?
Undoubtedly.
It is nice and clean, with beautiful rooms all covered in wood, floors and walls. Naturally light larch wood, as is customary in these parts.
I love larch wood. It has an intoxicating scent.
I like it a lot too. It's a warm and welcoming environment. I've been there other times.
With Massimiliano?
No, in the company of friends.
Understood.
Then we take a nice shower, rest a little. And at this point we go straight to dinner, because it's already almost 6, and between one thing and another it will be 8.
Perfect. Where are we going for dinner?
Maybe at the Studio Club, on Rue de Vikings. It's a pub disco, so while we eat we also listen to some music.
Okay. Not that disco music is my thing.
Not mine either, darling, but it creates atmosphere. And above all, it covers the boring chatter of the other patrons.
Bonne soirée. Je souhaiterais réserver 2 chambres pour ce soir.
Il ne nous reste qu'une seule chambre, celle avec 2 lits simples.
Parfait. Je vais payer la chambre tout de suite.
Voici la clé. À plus tard.
Come on. Let's go drop off our things in the room and have a nice hot shower.
I envy the naturalness with which you speak French. I understand it quite well, but I speak it little and badly.
I studied classics at Gonzaga, darling, at the Brothers of the Christian Schools, and they also teach French there. But those were different times. Now, maybe everything is different. I'm rather, let's say, dated.
Gianni, it doesn't work with me. You look your age very well, and you know it. You are a fascinating and interesting man.
Yes, of course, for a philologist or an archaeologist.
Oh, stop it. Instead, tell me how much I owe you for my room.
Didn't you hear?
I understood that there is only one room left, or am I wrong?
In fact. So there is no room of yours to pay for, little face.
So tell me how much I owe you for my half room.
But nothing, don't worry, it's on me.
As you wish, then I'll offer dinner.
All right, my angel. But don't worry about it all. It's a great pleasure for me to be in your company.
For me too. So we're even.
Here's our room. What do you think?
It's fantastic, Gianni, just my style. Only natural materials, and this nice woody smell. And then the very white sheets, and the light Provençal duvet. It's beautiful.
Honey, do you know what's great about you, apart from everything else? The fact that you always walk around with your mouth open like Alice in Wonderland. You like everything. You think everything is fantastic.
No, it's not like that, Gianni. Or rather, it's not always like that. Not with everyone.
I am happy to have this privilege.
How cute are the 2 twin beds, also made of solid larch wood.
Yes, they are very nice, and I take advantage of it right away. Are you going to take a shower first? I'll wait for you here and rest a bit, then we'll take turns.
Okay, I'm going.